The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning. Today is Monday, the 29th of May, Memorial Day, 2023. Joining us this morning, Mr. Rob Arkley.
Hey, Bri.
In the booth, in town.
You bet.
Nice. Nice to see you.
So nice to be back. Oh, boy. Foggy.
No. Liquid sunshine. And that's how we play it.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, and I did see that your Lady Tigers did make it into the White House last week.
Oh, yeah, the basketball team.
Yeah, but somebody got sick and had to, I guess, went to the hospital or something.
Oh.
And I was like,
Well,
you know. No need to say
anything. No, you don't. That's what you get for drinking swamp water.
Okay. going in. Yeah. Oh, jeez. Fair enough. Let's see, can I find anything that's kind of halfway close to patriotic? I don't think so. Nah. Okay, I've got food if you want food.
Sure, let's do food.
Or the great outdoors. I'm gonna tempt you both ways.
All right.
Which one?
Great outdoors.
All right. Why do we use the word bite? I'm trying to see, as in fishing.
Well, they're
not mosquito.
I know.
Okay.
Well, they're both eating.
Yeah.
Why do we say bite? It seems like it's trying to define is. I don't know. A bite is a bite. That's what the fish is doing.
In 1644.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Isaac Walton retired. Not Sam's.
Yeah. Yeah. His great uncle.
Yeah. Yeah. His grandpa. Yeah. Spent much of his time in England's countryside. At the age of 60, he wrote The Complete Angler, a volume about fishing. Walton's classic passed through 5 editions in 25 years and then was enlarged by chapters on making flies and fishing with them. Typically run-of-the-mill sportsmen, though aware of what was offered in the book for other fishermen, continued to depend on coarse bait and crude hooks. In order to be caught, a fish had to swallow the bait or clamp down on the hook firmly enough to be fixed by the mouth. Practical jokers saw an analogy between catching fish and hooking human victims, as did con men. They began to say that in order to deceive a fellow successfully, he must be persuaded to bite on bait of one kind or another. By 1750, the expression "born on the riverbanks of England" had entered standard speech to name any response to trickery.
Okay. Actually, it makes sense.
Yeah, most of this stuff does. We just need a
little obscure
little cattle prod to get us in thinking logically.
Took a while.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, how's it going with the housing in the neighborhood? Is there traction going on?
I mean, in Humboldt County?
Yeah, around the bay. I mean, you got a couple parcels.
Well, we have 3, and we are working through the permitting process deliberately.
So you're taking time or
no,
it's
the
taking time?
The process takes time. Okay. And it's been a kind of a laughable process in the sense that they want the opponents of our housing want offshore wind, but they don't seem to care that they're we need 4,000 additional dwelling units for the people to work in the industry. And so
they're contesting all 3?
We're at various stages of all of them. Baykeepers want a seat at the table, and the answer is no. And
what table?
Well, at the negotiation table over what we're going to do. And so these...
Isn't it like a private... I mean, you're
well,
doing
I,
what you want to do?
Kind of what I said, but no one, they don't seem to.
There's a feeling of entitlement? Or at the Coastal Commission, they want to weigh in? Or?
Oh, they'll weigh in. They'll weigh in, but they want to have input as to what I do. And the answer is...
You mean like the color and the architectural designs and the number of streets?
Whether they do it at all or, yeah. They want to have a big say in every project. EPIC would like to have a discussion, and they're going to oppose us because we don't want to turn the parking lots downtown into low-income housing.
And oh, so this is a tit for tat.
This is totally tit for tat. Okay. Baykeepers haven't liked us since we ruggedly settled a lawsuit with them at the balloon track. They have a long memory and haven't forgotten, but bring it. You know, all these people are transitory. They don't stay here very long. When you tell them well, my family's been here 125 years and I'm under no time pressure because you'll be gone and we're going to get what we want. And so right now we're trying to address HSU's needs.
Who?
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Who?
Cal Poly's. You're right.
See, you'd get lit up on that one, and justifiably so.
Well, no, I remember it when
it's been 2 years.
It was HSC.
That, so do I. I was going through something. I forget. I don't know, some boxes, and found some of the stuff when I was going there and played ball. The Far Western Conference.
Yes.
HSC. It just, yeah, you know, and they tried that. Was it Cal State Humboldt?
Cal State.
That one didn't
University,
last more
Cal
than,
State University Humboldt.
Yeah, what was that, about 6 months? And nobody accepted it.
No. But change is difficult, and you're right. It's Cal Poly. But we're trying to address St. Joe's housing need, CR's housing need, the potential wind farms, Cal Poly's. And all these people say they want housing, but the enviros on one hand say they're supporting wind energy, and on the other hand, they don't want to supply the housing. Okay, guys, pick your coin.
Yeah. I had so many comments are leaping to my mind, but let's be nice.
Why?
Well, I mean, are they looking for housing that's on site? Yeah, there was a little bit of contention with what Mad River was looking at for the expansion of their mental ward, or I know there's a proper term, but it's a weekend, so I'm not really thinking too clearly about it. Semper Vivarum's expanded, plus some housing for their staffing, but it would encroach into areas that before had been identified as being green space, that property that's next to where they are. And it's like everybody's doing handstands about this thing, but there's still a vocal minority that says, no, that needs to stay as grass. That's what the deal was. Well, and things have changed in 20 years. Things have changed.
Well,
and will continue to.
These are not practical people, Bri. They are driven by emotion and don't let facts confuse them. You and I would say, well, 20 years has changed things. What should we do? Can we balance it? No, no balancing. I get my way.
It's a tough model to try to keep and to exist.
Well,
with,
I have a dirty little secret. What they want is way out of the mainstream. I know that.
So as it gets identified,
it will get identified.
It'll marginalize them. Yeah.
Yes.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about Chicken of the Sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets. More than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back Talking Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, the housing shortage that we have today isn't necessarily going to be the housing shortage we have tomorrow. Things are changing. The type of housing is changing also. When I was in Hawaii last week, they've got the service industry is all over the place. But the housing cost and the cost of living there is so horrific. What we would kind of look at even today at maybe $100,000 to $150,000 starts at $850 and goes up. So I mentioned that to one of my buds, and he said the average salary in the service industry or reported income is between $70,000 and $75,000. Fletch, average household here is $150,000 to $160,000? He said, yeah. And they still can't afford housing.
No.
Okay. So taking that lesson and coming home with it, looking around at where we are. I mean, if we don't do housing, it's going to get stupid crazy so quickly with this additional coming in and these folks that would be making six figures or two family incomes, both making six figures, still won't be able to afford a house.
Well, number one, they will here. Interest rates are definitely going down rather dramatically.
Like off the cliff?
Not off the cliff, but they're coming down.
Okay.
Remember last year.
That certainly will help.
Well, it's interesting, though. There's such a pent-up demand for new housing that every 100 basis point, one percentage point, drop in interest rates qualifies 5 million new buyers. So you're just not going to see demand go, and you're not going to see a big drop in housing because that old invisible hand of Adam Smith just isn't going to let it. It's just we can't have a big cratering of housing because people want it.
Yeah, I would think that the only thing that could be there is if the supply chain went goofy like it did with computer chips. So while the cost of money might be lower, if the material costs are going up through the roof, okay, that's going to counterbalance that. So the whole project cost might still be unattainable for some of those folks.
You're right, and it obviously will in many cases. Part of it is California is doing nothing to address. They worry about supply, but they worry about it in the wrong way. They create a process that is such a bottleneck, it takes half a generation just to get a deal, just to get something done of magnitude. Right. So,
or whip additional costs on, like the solar panels and the EV hookups.
You bet.
Come on.
We had one. kind of makes me laugh. The Epic guy wanted, said, you have too many parking places at one of our proposed projects.
I've heard that from a couple.
Too many parking
different
places.
Different projects. Too many parking because they don't want that many cars.
That's it. And
so
you
restrict one and then you can't have.
Look. We're building, these are just crazy, crazy concepts. And we're a rural community. The spaces needed to be covered by a commuter are large. They aren't public transportation.
You can't pencil out. Yeah.
This is part of the reason we live here is we're rural. We're self-sufficient people.
We like gardens.
We like gardens.
Tomatoes and stuff, yeah.
We like to be able to take care of ourselves. It's the fierce, rugged, independent West. And they don't like that. I think most of them are secretly from, like, New York or Boston.
I was there. I was thinking Sacramento, San Francisco, L.A., maybe not San Diego too much because they still have got the maritime. I wonder how many of those folks, if they came here, if they would, as goofy as it sounds, not feel comfortable being here because of the lack of density.
Well, what they do...
Not then, the neon, but just the space. What's a lawnmower? What's that?
No, but what they want to do is drive their lack of ability to adapt to a new lifestyle, and they try to drive us into something we're not.
Yeah, project it into everybody.
That's
it.
You say, boy, you're better than I am. That was good. Projected.
I am available for a certain price. it seems counterintuitive.
Well, it is.
What is going on? I wonder what the end game is.
Okay, well, the end game is to drive a green agenda. We're a beta case. Some of the people that are here are here because they're doing an experimental thing in groupthink that's funded by some left-wing groups. I mean, like, what's that guy's name who ran for president who's here, green president?
Oh, Cobb?
Yeah. I think that if you really checked around, that's where his source of funding would be, is we're a big experimental case. And
I would think that they would want to do something like a Santa Rosa type that was semi-developed, but not 100%.
Too big.
So they can't undo what is there, but
and this,
try to stop
this
what
they
might.
Really want to control us. What they don't understand is the people objecting to what they're trying to do are across the political spectrum. It is not, the right-wing Arkley. No one. I mean, it's just astonishing how few people want what they want.
But we're not vocal, oftentimes.
I don't know. We had 50 people.
Historically, we have not.
We had 50 people join our lawsuit and had two more today. It's the most organic grassroots, and the spectrum is so broad. It is really wonderful to see.
Now, is that all Eurekans?
Yeah.
Okay. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:30. We'll be back with more from Rob Arkley.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this Memorial Day with Rob Arkley. It was funny talking to some of my buds. One of the things I do is walk graveyards. Not at night.
Good.
Yeah. Daytime. Normal, regular, just look at tombstones.
Yeah.
And see who's there and who's where.
And how long ago.
Yeah. And I found out I'm not as weird as I thought that I was. A lot of others that are of communities.
Yeah.
Like doing that, either to reconnect, that kind of stuff. So it was, walk a graveyard today.
It'll do you well.
Yeah. You'll see the flags, pause, say
pretty
thanks.
Pretty emotional.
Yeah. Well, and it's real.
Yeah, it is.
You know, instead of some of the foo-foo and the theory and...
We're so disconnected from it, and it's real.
Yeah. I did not go to the Pearl Harbor. We'd done that in the past, but a number of the guys did.
Yeah.
And it was the first time they'd seen the Arizona, and it was like...
Wow.
Yeah, that's the real deal. And as one of my buds pointed out, he said, and there have been 50 who have been interred since to be with their guys.
Wow.
And it's like, yeah, that's...
And that generation didn't talk about it. You never heard a word.
Which might not have been 100% healthy.
Didn't matter.
But they had a common experience.
That was their ethos of the time.
Yes, yeah. And I don't spend too much time thinking about this, but I wonder what ours will be.
Ours will be that we
sat
there.
If it's chaos, or did we see Rome burning and not do anything?
No. I happen to think we're going to go through the next 6 or 7 years are going to be pretty thoroughly miserable, but we're going to pop through, and everything will be pretty darn good. There's a book called The Calm After the Storm by George Friedman. And or the storm before the calm, something along those lines.
Yeah. Now you say it that way, and I.
And
I think I may have seen that in the bookstores at the airport.
It's a worthwhile read, and it goes through the cycle.
Your timing really sucks. You know that. I could have bought it 2 days ago, or 3 days ago.
Oh well, you get a Kindle, you can have it in 5 minutes.
I'm tactile, dude. I got to see it. I got to touch it. I got
to
have it.
My Kindle went down on before my trip to New York this time, and I actually had to end up buying a paper book and reading it.
Oh, my word.
It was weird.
Oh, that's funny as heck. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I'm a bookstore geek. I just love...
I love a bookstore, but I also like the ability to switch around five different books.
I know what you like. 24-point font.
The little tiny?
No.
No, I like the little...
Getting really big so you can read it without having to really strain.
I go with the smallest font.
Oh, do you?
They can.
Looking for pictures?
No, just I really love... A good book. I'm reading one about...
So do I, but I got to be able to read this thing.
The one right now by Churchill, who I didn't have any idea what a prolific...
Churchill's Shadow?
No, it's the
or
one...
Or this is one...
Crossing the River down in Africa. And it was a wonderful writer.
He was a whole lot more than what...
We've given him credit for. Wow, was he something.
Yeah, there's some of the... All kinds of things to discover.
Yeah,
that's
it
cool.
Really is fun.
So you still like the Kindle, huh?
I do.
I just can't get to it. There's something that was stuck in my head reading about Jefferson in a book. And he talked about that books were the sign of wealth in his era and that he would always refer back to them. So not only was it comfort... And expensive, so it was kind of a chance for him to razzle-dazzle. But it's always there to go back to.
I just read the Federalist Papers and what they achieved through the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. Man, compare those men and their giant intellects to what we have in Congress today.
My question is, give them a computer, give them an airplane... And give them a cell phone. What would they have been able to do? And just, it's kind of like with Von Braun and the early guys with NASA.
Yeah.
If they had today's technologies and abilities, would be on Jupiter? Would we going to another investment or creation?
Both. We aren't going to create it. No. Okay. We're buying AI clip-ons for predictive models. Example, are you more likely to, is a member of a household getting a Restoration Hardware credit card? I don't know if they even have one, but I'm just giving you a hypothetical.
Sure.
Predictive of potentially refinancing your mortgage. Because you don't, when you're servicing mortgages, you don't want them to refinance. And if they're going to refinance, you want to be the first one to talk to them and offer them a product so they use you and you don't lose the servicing. And so those sort of predictive models is...
Sure. So you're looking at canaries.
Canaries in the coal mine?
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Didn't mean to sneak up on you.
No. But then we're doing other things. Like we're going to add, as part of our servicing, a portal to a nationwide property insurance carrier. Most people buy their insurance from their brother-in-law.
Yeah, the local guy or the one that they see on TV.
And since, we service their loan, we know what they're paying. And the question is, in a nationwide market with 80 different insurance companies, can you be saved money with the identical coverage?
Bring it in lower. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're going to be offering services like that.
To help the loan owner out?
Yeah. The borrower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. We want if we can save our borrower money, that's a really positive thing. And so that's part of being in a service business.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43. We'll be back with more from Mr. Arkley.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
The following broadcast of Talk Shop was recorded for broadcast at this time. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. So, Rob, with the housing that's going on, it sounds, I mean, if you're of the opinion that cost of money is going to go down,
yes,
that's going to be a great stimulator for a lot of folks in our area because the housing prices then will go back up. And there'll be some liquidity that's there if somebody wants a second and all that kind of stuff. Does that accelerate the home building in our area because the demand will go up and more people will be chomping at the bit?
Bri, we don't have a demand issue. We have a supply issue. I mean, we're short 10 to 14,000 units.
To turn some of those minority voices around because... It's maybe their friends are now saying, hey, I want to buy, and now this is okay. I can't get a house.
Well, here's the problem, and I've talked to Senator McGuire about this, is CEQA is cumbersome, and you notice Newsom did do some tweaks to it. I don't, you know, look.
Was that McGuire's influence?
Yeah, I actually think it was.
That's cool.
That was good. And so, you know, look, we have our work cut out for us. Right now, the vocal tiny minority, and believe me, they're tiny, is controlling the process. And it will turn around when things can't
is get... Is there a weak spot that will allow the floodgates to open and all of a sudden we will be able to get a lot of things? Or is it development by development, project by project, and that's just the way the game is going to have to be played until there's such critical mass that there's an overwhelming...
I don't know. I think about that a lot, is what you're really saying, what makes it better.
Yeah.
And when San Francisco proved that if you think it can't get worse, think again. They're dancing from purgatory on down to the next level right now.
Yeah, they're down right the narrow funnel in Dante's Inferno. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
They're about to find the three fallen angels.
That's impressive.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, I do.
I thought that was one of the greatest books of the Middle Ages.
Well, see, that's a liberal arts education that the kids don't get anymore, and they're missing so much. And, you know, I heard...
No, I did not read Paradise. Oh. I figured once it got to the bottom, it could only go up, and it was not nearly going to be as much fun as going down.
Going down is a lot more.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing is we are going through a great societal wrenching. Will it get better? Absolutely. It's going to.
Humboldt County culturally, or are you saying national
Humboldt
level?
Humboldt County is, oddly enough, not culturally divided as the enviros would like. There's a big wad of us. We may not vote the same way on the president, but by golly, we want the same things. We want safe. We want cops.
Yeah, the 95%, we're all there.
Yeah.
Standing.
It's amazing how small the minority is. I mean, this two of the council members on this Eureka City Council, one votes for her own budget for the Inc. people. Really? Are you serious? I mean, that's like Political Practices Act 101.
Yeah, FPPC, it wouldn't conflict, or at least you'd, and you know, the appearance of impropriety, you'd back off.
Well, that's not appearance. That's impropriety.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote. I'm the head of the thing, and I'm going to vote the city to spend money on my project. Gee whiz. Is that a conflict? Maybe. But they danced through it. But two of the members are actually members of the are anarchists, so that's refreshing. And see, no one got that out there.
Now, isn't there? I don't know. I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. Isn't there a pending lawsuit?
Yeah, I think there is.
About, all I know is that three were being investigated.
That was, okay, I didn't.
But that's kind of dated.
No, I think it's an active ongoing
lawsuit.
Is
it still? Okay.
And the guy apparently went to the city council meeting and lit him up. I haven't looked at it, and I've only heard anecdotal information about it, people chuckling. People on both sides of the issue, of the political spectrum. And they're chuckling, kind of going, that was pretty good.
Yeah, somebody finally is saying the emperor has no clothes.
That's it. And that's where we're getting to. And that's why I'm so comfortable that we're going to come together on a lot of this stuff is, you know, they thought, the city council thought, well, this is just Rob Arkley complaining. All of a sudden, they've got 52 plaintiffs. And they're going, uh-oh, we didn't have our ear to the ground.
Tip of the iceberg.
Ear didn't hear that one. And so it's a good time. I'm really excited about things.
How's the new building coming? Is that going to break ground?
No. We're having plans drawn, and our architect we're going to use.
Well, I don't know. I figured you could fast-track things.
He's only one person. We use.
Now you're sounding like the planning department.
Yeah, you're right. But what I do is I'm known.
Everybody didn't see the eye roll on that one. It worked.
Well, that was a wounding shot. But what I'm known for following where I will make the best progress financially. And a new office is important. But frankly, I just soon get the new issues done on the bay, and I'd like to get our housing going. And so those are the pressing ones.
Is there anything going on with the balloon track?
Yeah, all the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't see anything other than the lawnmower every once in a while.
Yeah.
So it's certainly off the front burner for a lot of people.
Believe it or not, the baykeepers didn't like our cleanup plan. They didn't want it cleaned up. So we're going to clean it up starting again here in a few weeks. We should be able to start again. But it's been a difficult process. I mean, they say they're for the environment. Actually, they're for themselves, and they want money. I'm going to clean it up.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
All right, bud.
See you. Don't forget Memorial Day. See everybody tomorrow. This presentation of Talk Shop was recorded at a previous time for playback today.